We're back to Neil Haley's show and also the Media Giant Effect. I'm excited to welcome the program my co-host, Damon Cowboy 347 Harper. Damon, thanks for stopping by. I know you're excited about our guest, just to hear about what they're doing it with the Easter Seals. And I'm excited about this conversation, aren't you, Damon?
Oh, absolutely. I'm super excited to meet you, Nick. It's a pleasure to be here, as always, with my guy, the Media Giant.
Absolutely. So let's just jump into this. Our guest today is Nick Novicki, and we're going to talk about the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge. I was part of Otfest years ago, Nick, and again, Nick Novicki's on the show. And Nick, appreciate it, man. And this has been a huge thing, right, to be part of this with the Easter Seals, right?
Yes. First of all, it is such an honor to be on your show. I'm a big fan of you and your show. And, you know, this is the 10th anniversary of the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge. For those of you that are unfamiliar, it's a 5-day filmmaking competition where you need to have somebody with a disability in front of or behind the camera. Now, you make a film, and the films don't have to be about your disability. It's just including somebody with a disability. And this year's challenge is going to be March 28th to April 2nd. And the genre for this year is romance. So we are incredibly excited.
So in this process, how did this all start for you, Nick? And how you got involved?
So for those of you that can't see me, I am a little person. So I'm 3'10". And my background is I'm a comedian and I'm an actor and I'm a producer. And I've been very lucky in my career in that I've been in over 40 TV shows and movies. I've got the chance to work with Martin Scorsese on Boardwalk Empire with the Farley brothers. And I've toured all over the world, including tours for the troops overseas. But the majority of my work was self-driven, with me writing, producing, and creating my own content. Because let's face it, I'm 3'10". So Hollywood wasn't coming to me. So I decided I'm going to produce as much as I can on my own. And it paid off. I got all these opportunities. But 10 years ago, I looked around, I said to myself, why aren't more people with disabilities creating their own content? Mm-hmm. It led to all these opportunities for me. So I created the Disability Film Challenge. And it started off small with a couple films that were created. And then right away, the industry took notice. And then it grew the next year. And then it kept growing. And then in 2017, I partnered with Easter Seals Southern California. Now, for those of you that are unaware, Easter Seals is the nation's largest disability services organization. I'm on the board of directors of Easter Seals Southern California. And let me tell you what, it exploded. To date, we've had over 500 films that have been created for the Easter Seals Disability Film Challenge. And this is people with disabilities taking their career in their own hands, making such unique films, and it's leading to jobs. That's the coolest part.
So, Damon, you have a question so far?
Nick, that is absolutely phenomenal. Thank you so much for sharing that, Sweat Equity. I admire your work, man. So in the midst of your journey, where is the most prevalent, right, self-gratification in terms of, you know, joining with Eastern Sales after figuring out that you wanted to do more for the disability community?
Sure. The whole process, I got to say, has just been such an honor to work with so many talented actors, writers, directors, and producers with disabilities, and giving them the opportunity to take their career in their own hands and not just talk about what they want to do, but you have to actually be a part of the process. You can't just say, I want to be an actor. You have to act, you have to write, you have to produce. And because of that, we've been a resource. When the industry is looking for an actor with a disability and they say, hey, we want a wheelchair user, or we want this type of actor, we're able to be a resource for that. And I want to share one quick story. You know, we have unbelievable mentors that are part of the film challenge. So Peter Farley, who's an Oscar winning director, he did Dumb and Dumber. He did Green Book. I've had the honor to work with him as an actor. But he came to, and he said, Nick, you know, I got this role for a little person actress, but do you know anybody? You know, it's a big role, but I don't know if you know anybody. Well, I was able to share 10 films that starred little people actresses. and ultimately a major recurring role for two seasons went to a little person named Sophia Cheyenne, who was a theater actress that hadn't had her opportunity. All of a sudden, because being a part of the Film Challenge, she got her opportunity to be in a major role in film in Canada for 2 years. So these type of opportunities come. And, you know, the fact is we are now sponsored by some of the largest entertainment studios, the networks and Fortune 500 companies. This year, we are sponsored by Adobe, Comcast, NBC, Universal, Dell Technologies, the HFPA, IMDb, Intel, Netflix, Paramount, Prime Video, SAG-AFTRA, Sony Pictures, and Warner Brothers Discovery. So the fact is we have seen that the industry and the collective Fortune 500 companies, they want to include people with disabilities in front of and behind the camera. And we've been so honored that we've been able to be a resource and help bridge the gap and create those opportunities.
See, and I think it's so powerful that your vision became this, right? And I think you're definitely a disabilities advocate for films that they get that more people with disabilities end up in films. And that's such a big thing. I've interviewed some people that had that same vision and vision in some interviews in my podcast. I don't know if you saw them. I'll have to send you those links. It's, again, I've interviewed so many people. It'll come to me after the interview's over. But really, my passion as a former teacher was, again, fighting for autistic kids in the classroom. That I was an educational advocate after I finished teaching, and I represented families with IEPs to make sure that they get the right services. So the same thing has to happen in Hollywood, and we're starting to see this. Wasn't it amazing in the Oscars, some of the things that have happened, that finally your work has something to do with this potentially? You don't, maybe you don't think it is, but you're part of it. You're part of the story.
You know, it's truly an honor. I always say, too, it's like a family, you know, the disability community. Once people enter the Film Challenge, chances are they enter year after year, because it's the community that's involved as well. So we become a resource for people, and we're there for the industry when they're making a movie and they want to be inclusive and authentic and cast authentically, or having more representation behind the camera, we're a resource. But on the flip side too, we're a resource for the disability community at large, where we get to see ourselves represented authentically, where films where they don't have to be about me being a little person. It could just be about me watching an episode of TV without my wife, and she's mad about that, you know? So there's so many different layers. And I think the fact that people are able to tell their own stories as people with disabilities, as the writer or as a producer, you know, beyond being an actor, it really opens it up for a new dialogue and films that have never been seen before.
I love it. I love it, Nick. This is purpose driven work. I have to ask you, man, along the way on this phenomenal journey, because I could see this self-gratification in your smile. What are like the checkpoints that affirms, right, that you're doing what you are, you know, what you love to do, what you meant to do, you know, in this trajectory of, you know, transcendence?
Sure. Well, first off, it's every year, every one of the films. So last year we had a record-breaking 95 films that were created from all over the world based on our superhero genre. Wow. So the challenge itself is going to be from March 28th to April 2nd. Then on Saturday, April 8th, all of our films are going to air on our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, and our Instagram page. And, you know, collectively, everyone's going to have an awareness campaign. So everybody's watching and liking and sharing the films. So each year, I mean, that is like such a powerful moment to see all of that disability representation that is put out there. And that's people with disabilities at all different levels. So yeah, we've had first-time actors, writers, directors, and producers, and we've also had Emmy winners and Oscar winners take part in the Film Challenge. So it's been incredible. Yeah, it's been incredible to see all those people really living out their dreams. and being able to share their vision. So I would say that that would be every year. It's a new like touch point and a time where I'm almost kind of teared up when I see all those films. I'm just like, oh my, I'm blown away.
And no, it's so powerful what's happening. And see, that's the thing. Your vision has happened, as again, Cowboy was saying, your vision is here. You truly have a mission. Now, acting as well, tell us specifically what's your newest, latest projects. What's happening with you on that end, acting-wise? I'm sure you're staying busy. I'm sure this has also opened up doors for you because you become even more known in the disability community in film. Even though you are known, it's probably skyrocketed you to be even more known with all these major brands and stuff. What's new projects coming up for you?
Sure, sure. Well, as you said, I mean, it has been incredible, you know, that we have gotten so much support in the media. Certainly, I got to say, being on your show is a huge boost. So first of all, thank you again for having me.
You're welcome.
But, you know, we've been featured on CNN and Forbes, all these opportunities. And, you know, for me, you know, I've been acting and doing stand-up comedy for a long time. So, you know, I've had the opportunity to tour all over the world. And it's my schedule has definitely been pretty busy. I have a very big project coming up that unfortunately I'm not able to announce yet because of the I'm under an NDA, which I know that sounds kind of Hollywood. But I will have some exciting news coming up soon about a big project. Also have a film coming up called Bittersweet, which was an independent film where I play a lawyer. So again, it's a role that doesn't have to do with me being a little person. That's an independent film. And I'm touring all over the country as a comedian, both by myself and with Nate Bargatze. So we're going all over the place.
Are you going to Dallas? Are you going to be to Dallas? Are you going to Dallas?
You know, I was just in Austin for South by Southwest.
I need to get media credentials for next South by. Are you, do you go every year?
We do. So it's an honor to be there. You know, usually we launch the challenge from Sundance. So this year, the Sundance Film Festival is where we launch. And then because South By is right at that amazing touch point right before the challenge happens, I'm out there running around with flyers. I got, hey, register for the 10th annual Easter Sales Disability Film Challenge.
Yeah. Some amazing stuff. Oh man, go ahead, Cowboy. And a question you have for Nick before we
man, and that was a great question that you asked, Neil. You're staying busy, and I'm absolutely sure you're staying busy. So now it's like I'm a cognitive therapist. So in terms of like you know taking time away to like recharge, man, how are you creating time for your mental capacity or your wherewithal?
You know, that's a great question. To be honest, I mean, this is such a passion for me. I go to bed thinking about it and I wake up thinking about it. And when I'm on sets, I'm thinking about it and I'm responding. And I love it so much. And I love to see that it's something where every week we have new exciting updates. If you go to disabilityfilmchallenge.com, we have a success story tab. And we have unbelievable success stories, including a couple which I could share. But I look at this as something that, you know, it's something I'm so passionate about that I you know, even though it is a lot of work, it's something that I love to see. And I have such a relationship with so many of these film challenge participants, but it is important to take time. So myself, I love to swim. I'm a snorkeler. So sometimes I like to just get in the pool and put my snorkel on. And I know that sounds crazy, but I do snorkel with inside pools.
So Nick, if you're coming to Dallas ever, let me know next year in Austin. We'll have to hook up. We're not too far from each other. You definitely need to connect. The media giant.
I would love that. And I'll tell you what, there's nobody that loves barbecue more than me. Shout out to Sonny Bryan's in Dallas. Great barbecue there. I'm a Giants fan, so I just don't want anyone in Dallas.
Yeah, so I'm a Pittsburgh guy, so I'm a Steeler guy. So I just relocated Dallas. I'm trying to pull the Mark Cuban, right? Mark didn't blow Dallas. Right? He had to leave Pittsburgh to become a star. I'll have to look at all those journeys of Pittsburghers, right, that you would never know are Pittsburghers that made it in Hollywood later, right? Or Absolutely. Something for sure. So it's great.
I love Pittsburgh.
Yeah. All right. So you're probably touring Pittsburgh. Probably you're heading to. So where your touring schedule website, real quick for that? Where can people go for that?
So the best way to follow me is at Nick Novicki. So NicNovicki. You could learn information about the film challenge if you go to disabilityfilmchallenge.com or at Disability Film Challenge. And that's also searchable through my social. I'm very active on Instagram, Twitter. So follow me. There's new exciting announcements coming all the time in my journey, but most importantly, in the journey of the film challenge.
Yeah, and you have my email now. So what are you going to do, Nick, when you have another project? Who are you going to contact? Me.
It would be an honor to get on here.
All right, thanks. Appreciate you. Number 12 celebrity podcast in the world, according to FeedSpot. I don't know if you Googled me, Nick, and saw.
But
we are going to do some project together. Trust me, I'm working with a lot of different foundations, different things. We'll stay in touch. Thank you again for coming on. And Cowboy347, people, follow him as well, Damon Harper. Appreciate you guys. And you're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.